Russ Brannon's the president and CEO of the Buffalo Bills. He joins us now on Brady and Walker. Russ, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really good. You guys have been busy. You know, we saw a couple of your guys here for the Conn Smythe dinner, and the big announcement last week was the Hall of Fame game. I wanted to mention that, first of all, and say a lot of fans are going to go. Andre Reed's finally going into the Hall of Fame. Yeah, you guys play the Giants in Canton, so that's a real positive for your fan base to have that incorporated with Andre Reed going in.
Oh, yeah, no question. You know, we were excited when we heard that there was an opportunity that we could play in that game. It also provides us a little bit extra practice time going into training camp. It gives us a little about another 10 days that we can get, go through practice. So we're excited to get over to St. John Fisher in Rochester for that. But, you know, with Andre going in and then Strahan's going in on the Giants side, yeah, it should make for a really great atmosphere in Canton.
The Bills in Toronto series suspended for a year. Boy, nothing has been really easy with this partnership, has it, Russ?
Well, you know, what's been easy, to be honest with you, fellas, is that is the relationship we have with everyone at Rogers and the people that work on this on a consistent basis. And I think the other thing that's been easy has been the leadership. We've had, you know, unbelievable leadership from Ed Rogers and Phil Lind and Keith Pelley and everybody that works within that structure. So we've seen strides as we've gone through it. And no, it hasn't been an easy sell on the ticket side, but it certainly hasn't been from a lack of effort.
Russ Brannon joining us. A lot of things in business happen organically. There's always succession plans and contingency plans. When did it start getting discussed? Because there was a new deal signed. There'd been rumor that maybe there wouldn't be a new deal at all. Then there's a new deal. Now there's no game. Did talks like this get going immediately almost after you see how it was this year at the Rogers Center with the Atlanta game in November, yeah?
Yeah, we had conversations and really took a top line evaluation as we went through the post analysis on the Atlanta game. If you were there, you saw that it was a lighter crowd than what we had previously, and it was a rather neutral crowd. And we're in the business, guys, of trying to create a larger fan base throughout Southern Ontario and up the QEW, and we have to take responsibility for that as well. We have not played well in Toronto in the 6 years in the agreement. We're 1-5. That's unacceptable. And there's a lot of NFL fans in the marketplace. We know that. Obviously, the data shows that in totality. But, we're in the business of trying to, convert if you're an on-the-fence NFL fan to being a Bills fan. We have a ton of Bills fans in Toronto. But we just, like I said, we have to take responsibility that we haven't played well there as well.
Not to defer blame, so to speak, but how hamstrung do you feel? The matchups haven't been over the top good in terms of marketing. And this year with Atlanta was supposed to be different. And then they come in a two-win team. It's tough to foresee that.
No, yeah. I mean, we don't have any control over the schedule. The National Football League handles that. And, you know, when the matchup originally came out, guys, it was the NFC champion Atlanta Falcons, 13-3 the previous year, with a lot of star power on that team. And things didn't go the way they wanted this year. But, you know, it's NFL football. It's our responsibility to sell it. And, and then going into the time of year, they were struggling, and we were on the cusp of being in the race for a wild card, and we didn't play well in that game, and it was an exciting game, but unfortunately we came out on the short end.
Russ Brannon, our guest president, CEO of the Buffalo Bills. Schedule gets announced next month. Draft now pushed back to mid-May. So when would you and Rodgers revisit, the 2015 game? Is that literally 12 months away from an announcement there? Would you like to have some stability with the series one way or the other in the next 12 months?
Yeah, that's one thing I'm not worried about, because we'll go into a full evaluation period with our folks at our friends at Rogers. And like I said, they're tremendous to work with. We'll look at everything from the game day experience, ticket pricing, and all other facets of the project. So, we'll still continue consistent dialogue with our group, and we'll make a determination as we move forward.
Russ, thanks for this morning. Thanks for updating us on it, and we'll be keeping close tabs going into, like we said, schedule gets announced. That's exciting. The draft's exciting. So we'll be talking in the spring. Thanks again.
Look forward to it, guys. Thank you.